Heard back from the league yet on the surprise onside kick?
We have not.
In all the times that you've played it, have you detected anything that looks like an offside kick?
Well, the way the league officiates those kinds of plays is if it's close on an onside kick, they usually err on the side of the player being offsides. At the point those players were, you know, on a regular kickoff, you know, sometimes they call it, sometimes they don't. I think league office does a really good job officiating and communicating with us on those things. There were factors involved with that play that, you know, show up. You practice them, right? So, I mean, there's some things that show up in that regard. You try and get everybody squared away, and unfortunately they made that call in that game. No, at that point in the game, you know, in this particular game, we didn't go into that game saying, hey, if we get down, let's try an onside kick. You know, there's things that we look for every week in every phase. I'm sure they do it offensively and defensively, but specifically in our area, a fourth down, we're looking for ways to make plays. We're looking for ways to be aggressive. We're looking for ways to put our team in an advantageous position. In that particular game, we liked our chances. Based on several factors I don't want to get into, you know, it's just strategically, but we felt good about Connor's ability to hit that ball. We felt good about the guy's ability to recover that ball. And, you know, coach just he told me, you know, before that, said, hey, you know, let's go for it. And, you know, again, unfortunately, we didn't come up with it.
What distinguishes Detroit's punt team so far in their second league?
Yeah, well, their punter does a heck of a job. They've, you know, I mean, there's nothing out of the ordinary they do schematically. They've got two really good gunners, 26 and 29. 29 is a guy they added who's has kind of a Pro Bowl background from Cleveland. They've got some young guys that are playing well. The punter's the one that drives that, though. He's done a good job with location and hang time and presents a challenge.
What stood out to you about your time with Prater?
There's plenty of things that stand out. Matt's a unique guy. He's a very talented player. The thing on the field that stands out the most is he's been really good when you got to be good. His statistically fourth quarter and overtime, along with long range kicks, has been excellent, as good as anybody in the history of the league. The ball that he hit against Tennessee, they ended up being the NFL record. I mean, most people refer that to, hey, you know, that was Denver. Well, it was about 12 degrees that day. It's not an easy kick, and Matt's a talented guy. I don't really have any comments. No, I mean, you get to know guys. You know, you're in a room for hours, you know, throughout a week with a particular player, with your group of guys, and that was a unique group that we had then, and again, spent 3+ years with the player, so you get to know him pretty well.
Anything else?
It's good for Bart to get a maybe kick out of the way.
I think it's good for everybody, you know, to, again, talked about last week, put that group out on the field and expect them to score points. And, yeah, I mean, the more the merrier when it comes to made kicks.
What has John Anderson been doing
against teams? Yeah, you know, that's a tough one. I think John did what we were asking him to do in terms of, you know, effort and preparation and all those things. You know, there's a number of factors that go into roster decisions, and you know, I think John did a good job for us the last few weeks.
Anything else?
Perfect. Thanks, guys.